In this audio, we are going to tap to process the fear of living under constant threat. Tap on the side of the hand. Take a nice deep breath. Move from tapping point to tapping point, repeating after me. There is a fear that lives in my body. Not just in moments of crisis, but in the quiet, in the everyday, in the spaces where I'm supposed to feel safe but don't. It doesn't leave. It doesn't rest. It lingers beneath the surface, waiting, watching, bracing for something to go wrong again. And I've learned how to live with it, how to scan, how to stay alert, how to anticipate the next disruption, the next knock, the next moment where everything changes without warning. This fear isn't imagined. It's real. It's rooted in lived experiences, in systems that have proven again and again that they cannot be trusted to protect us, and may in fact be the ones causing the harm. So I honor the fear, because it is not weakness. It is wisdom. It is memory. It is survival. And it has kept me safe more than once. But I also feel how much it costs me. How much space it takes up. How hard it is to breathe deeply. To rest. To settle. When I'm always waiting for the next threat, I release the belief that I have to live in a constant state of tension to stay safe. I release the fear that softening for even a moment will make me vulnerable to harm. I release the story that there's no room for peace when danger still exists, even if the world hasn't changed, even if the threat still feels close, even if I don't feel totally safe. I remind my body, right now, in this moment, I can take one breath. I can feel one place inside me that is still mine. That is still here. Still holding me. I do not have to carry the entire weight of this fear alone. I do not have to prove how strong I am by never resting. I can acknowledge what's real and still find moments of grounding within it. My fear is valid, but it does not have to control me. I choose to stay present with it, to listen, to soothe, to remind myself that even in this world, I am allowed to feel. To breathe. To exist in my body without apology. And in this breath, in this pause, I take back a small piece of my power. Take a nice deep breath and stretch.